Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Man. Cannot wait to talk to Vegas Runner. You got him on the line with us right now. Pro better, handicapper at thebigmoves.com. And VR, before we get going, your family's good through all this COVID-19 pandemic?
Yeah, thank you for asking. So far, so good. I mean, both myself and my wife had the flu like probably a week or so ago. I'm totally fine right now. I don't know. Most likely it was a regular flu. I didn't have the heavy symptoms that I'm seeing so many did. But my wife went and got tested. She hasn't gotten results back yet. But we're good, man. You know, we've self-quarantined. We're at home like everyone else. It's now about, you know, going on 2 weeks. And again, a lot of people have it really hard out there. And myself, I, to be honest with you, the only thing is trying to stay busy and find productive things to do, you know? So fortunately we're okay financially where we don't have that stress. But there's so many in our city that do, because it is like it is in your city, a service industry city where a lot of our citizens depend on, if not weekly paychecks, daily, you know, on tips. But this is a tough city, man. It's a resilient city. And you see people rallying, and the best comes out of people at tough times like this. And you're seeing that, man. We'll get through this like everything else. So we're staying positive. My family's safe so far, and I hope everyone else out there can do the same, man. You too, my man. Thanks for asking.
VR, for guys like you who provide a living for your family, play some bets. How has that impacted guys like you?
It's scary because I, you know, like my wife said, she knows I'm not going to make any revenue for as long as we're out, because I'm not in a position where I'm going to go gamble now. I'm not in my 20s anymore where you have forever to make your money. And you know, in this racket, it's such a difficult industry to make money in. I mean, the facts don't lie. Less than 1% of bettors turn profit long term, and it took me a long time to get there. And even when I had access to winning information, I didn't know how to use it to make money until maybe 7, 8, 10 years ago. But fortunately, you know, I didn't grow up with a lot. Grew up in a row house, so I don't need a lot. And we've been frugal and saved our money. So at least we don't have that pressure where, oh, my God, if we don't make our nut this month, how are we going to pay our bills? Now, like everyone else, as months go by, it becomes more difficult. But, like everyone else, I just got to wait it through. And I think when sports does return, everyone will have such a hungry appetite for it. And if anything, I think it's going to – because I always complain that it's 7 days a week, 365, that I don't even enjoy sports anymore, to believe it or not. I don't watch it. I say all the time, I did a show earlier this week, and I was saying, you know, I was having such a good college basketball season and NBA season, but I would be lying to listeners if I said I've watched even 10 minutes of either sport. It's strictly betting on data and information from sources that I trust, that I've moved for years, and I know their information wins. So I haven't even enjoyed watching sports or anything like that for so long. So I don't really miss that. But I think, if anything, it's going to give me that second, that win, that, you know, we're all hungry to get back at it. So, you know, again, this break hasn't been the worst. It's able to spend more time with family, allow me to do things I've put off, read certain books I've wanted to, watch certain things I've wanted to. So I'm trying to get the positive out of it. But knowing revenue-wise, I'm not going to make money. What I have in it with, you know, in the stock market, I know is going to drop like everyone else. My crypto dropped like everyone else's. But, you know, long-term investments are for long-term, and you're going to go through those ups and downs, and it's a cycle we went through, you know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago in 2008, and it's another one. This is just happens to be a medical emergency that is going to turn economical the longer it goes for people. Hopefully that's not the case, and it is just worse off medically than economically as well, because it would be awful if it's both things for people.
Yeah. We're speaking with VR, Vegas Runner. Now, VR, I've saved this. This is on March the 3rd. It was a Tuesday before free agency, and I'm looking at I think it's on Bet Online. And they had NFL odds as far as, you know, Super Bowl and Super Bowl odds to get there. I was looking at the Kansas City Chiefs were like 3-1. Looking at the NFC, the Saints were 5-1. The 49ers were 5-1. And what is your take now that after free agency, how does that change? Is that like what you consider like a future? When you're looking at the Saints, go ahead.
I was a little bit surprised that after the first wave of free agency, we saw such adjustments made in the betting market. And I'm not sure if that's a case of the market not having anything else to bet on than NFL futures, meaning people get used to betting every day. You know, myself, I do it every single day, but I'm not the only one. And I'm sure there's guys out there a lot that don't have the discipline that need the action. And I don't know if that's a reflection of that or it's actually sharp money moving these, because usually sharp bettors don't really get involved in too much of futures because the hold's so high. And what I've seen is significant adjustments. Now, Chiefs are still the favorite at around 4-1, like you touched on. And the 49ers and Ravens are right behind them. It's 7-1 and 8-1, respectively. But after that, things have changed. The Cowboys are the fourth choice now at 4-1, followed by the Saints and Seahawks, who are around 14 or 15-1 out here in Las Vegas. Packers, 16-1. Patriots, 20-1. I mean, you got the Eagles over up to 22-25-1. So yeah, we've seen some changes for sure, especially after that first three. The biggest changes I believe have come for the Cowboys, the Saints, who've seen their odds go from 8-1 up to 14-1, and as well as the Seahawks, who are now that as high as 14-1 as well. But they opened at 18-1, so they dropped a little bit for them if the reflection isn't bad.
Now, VR, what about the influence of Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay? What is your take on that? Because, you look at the Buccaneers and Tom Brady, obviously. What is your take on all? Because that's the hot news, obviously, at this time.
Their odds cut in half because it's the name, the recognition. And Tampa Bay had some weapons, at least offensively. They turned the ball over so much. And we know, at least statistically, the data, if you take a big sample size, there's nothing more important than turnovers to the success and failure of NFL teams, not just against the spread, where the team that wins the turnover battle covers over 6 out of 10 times, but more importantly, they win straight up those teams a lot more if you win that turnover battle. And with Tampa Bay, they were not winning many turnover battles, so the fact they even won games is surprising. And they saw their odds cut in half from about 50-1 down to 25, 22-1, depending where you bet it out here on the strip. That's a huge adjustment to cut those odds from 50-1 in half. But still, you know, you're talking about 10th choice as far as favorites go. So they'll be an underdog to a lot of teams, unlike they were with the when he was on the Patriots, where, you know, you saw the Patriots odds drop from a 10-1 favorite to 20-1. So it's kind of like Brady left and the Patriots odds doubled. Before you were getting 10-1, now you're getting 20-1. And in Tampa, it did the opposite. You were getting a 50-1, now you're getting 25-1. So it seems he split both in half, adding double to New England, cutting the return on the Tampa Bay. You know, I think he's going to help. I really do. But I do think we're overreacting to it until you see it. You know, I mean, listen, right. Brady didn't look all that great towards the end of last year, if we're being completely honest. Now, if you take a sample size of the last 5 years, he's Tom Brady. Last 10 years, he's one of the best, if not the best, quarterbacks of all time. So the truth is what it is. But again, if his career's declining, we did see a bit of that at the end of last season. So I don't think those moves are warranted, man. Tampa Bay, I think, will be a lot better, but you still got the Saints in that division. There's an Atlanta team, a Carolina team. I don't know if they're going to be able to improve that much. And as far as winning the Super Bowl, there's a lot of teams ahead of them that they're going to have to get through. I'm not sure Tom Brady's enough to get them there.
Now, VR, in the times we're living in, you hear of virtual sports. I'm like an old fart and kind of like, what? Virtual sports? What are you talking about? Is there virtual sports? Could you bet on that? Or how does that work? Because you see a lot of the young people, into like the virtual sports or virtual reality, however you describe it.
Yeah, there's definitely a market even prior to the virus and this scare and stopping all the sports leagues of esports blowing up. I mean, guys like myself, yourself, we're a different generation. I don't really play video games. Never got into them after I grew up. And, you know, missed that whole wave of when they looked amazing. You know, I played video games when we were playing Miss Pac-Man and Donkey Kong and things like that on actual – we had to put a quarter in to actually play it. Esports was blowing up. We even have a stadium here in Vegas in one of the casinos that's, you know, always packed, always events going on. So there was a market for that, but it was aimed at gamers. And there's a ton of them around the world, not just here in the States, around the world. So they were already booking it and getting a ton of action for that type of market. And now, you know, it's even bigger because they're able, through remotes, to still hold, I believe, games and play. But this simulations that I'm watching, I don't understand, where they're simulating games and putting point spreads. Maybe I'm old school and I don't know the technology, but I just don't trust it. You know what I mean? I don't know if the outcome's predetermined, if it's the computer. So I don't bet it. Now, if it's two guys playing video games and you know one guy's better than the other, I can understand betting it. But for me to bet a simulated game that they're just putting some point spread up, I couldn't do it. I know a lot of guys are doing it. Look, limits, I'm sure. But to me, I just think there's better ways to gamble my money if I'm just feel like throwing it away.
I'm kind of with you, VR. This whole esports game.
Scratch tickets, play the lotto. At least if you get hit by lightning, you're going to change your life for at least financially.
Vegas runner, pro bettor, handicapper, thebigmoves.com. And VR, it's strange times, man. It just is. But unfortunately, I agree with you. Ultimately, we'll get through it. Just got to listen to what they're telling us to do and try to heed those warnings as best we can.
That's
Bobby, do you have anything
do.
Else for
Christian,
y'all?
That's all we could do. Bobby, Christian, that's it. You know, I mean, you try to listen to the experts, follow protocol, and hope that we get past this, you know, sooner rather than later. And I think this is the kind of country where we've proven to be able to do that time and time again. And I just believe, maybe I'm optimistic, that this time will be no different.
Vegas runner, man, we wish you well. And hopefully we'll have sports to bet on and get you
and
about
talk about real
things.
Soon, guys, real soon. God bless, man. Stay safe. Thanks for having me.
All right. Vegas runner, pro bettor, handicapper at thebigmoves.com, @Greek_gambler on Twitter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.